is on the board. We asked 100 married women, name something you've been tempted to do to your husband when he's fast asleep.
Hit him.
Hit him.
Good answer. Good answer.
Hit him.
Check his phone.
Check. Wow. Check his phone. Pass the play.
We're gonna play. Break it
down. We're
gonna play. Madison, 100 married women, name something you've been tempted to do your husband when he's asleep.
Kiss him.
Kiss him. Well, I tell you what, I ain't gonna be asleep no more. Scott, talk to 100 married women. Something you've been tempted to do to your husband when he's asleep.
Uncle Steve, I'm gonna say just wake him up, you know? Wake him up.
Wake him up. Lynn, 100 married women. Something you've been tempted to do to your husband when he's asleep.
I might take a picture of him.
Take a picture. Come on now, we got two strikes, family. Let's pick it up a little bit. Haywoods Castile. Name something you've been tempted to do to your husband when he's asleep.
Going old school, Steve. Before the phone, you got to go through his pockets.
Go through his pockets. A 100 married women, name something you've been tempted to do to your husband when he's fast asleep.
Prank him.
Prank him. Number 8. Seven. Number 4. Number 3. 2. Wow. Number 1. We asked 100 women, fill in the blank. When it comes to men, short is okay as long as he's what? Lauren.
Good looking.
Good looking. Beverly.
He's packing.
He's packing in his area.
I can't believe you said that on TV like that.
I know.
Your mama over there now.
I know, my mama and my daddy.
And your daddy over there.
My daddy gonna kill me.
My daddy gonna kill me? Well, he ain't gonna kill you if it's number one, but I don't know if it's number one. Well, here she goes. First time on national TV, and Beverly says she doesn't care if a guy is short as long as he's packing. Top 6 answers on the board, everybody. We ask 100 women, what's the sexiest thing you've ever sent to a man?
Flowers.
Flowers.
Strawberries.
All right, now. Strawberries.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, Miss Anita.
Yes.
You the quiet one in the family, so let's just go home play. We ask 100 women, what's the sexiest thing you ever sent to a man?
Underwear.
You sent him some underwear. Let me ask you something, Miss Anita. Was this underwear you sent, was it a pair for him to wear? Or was it a pair that you wear?
It was a pair for him and me.
Yeah. Oh, what relation?
That's my mama's.
That's your mama.
I know,
yeah. The only thing, panties or drawers that I can think that's for both people is the edible ones. Because they for me, but they for you. Underwear. Let's play. We talked to 100 women. What's the sexiest thing you ever sent to a man?
Well, Steve, I sent my husband a sexy picture.
Mm-hmm. A sexy picture. Dorian, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Steve.
Good, good. Welcome back. Talk to 100 women. What's the sexiest thing you sent to a man?
A nice, nasty note.
A nice, nasty note. In every family, folks, there's one family member that I look forward to talking to. Well, damn it, here I go. Because this is my dude right here, boy. Now, Stephen, what part of Mississippi y'all from?
Ellisville, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta win this money today. I gotta win some money, Steve.
You gotta win some
money? I got three reasons why I need to win this money.
Well, what you need to win it for?
First of all, my car note is due right now as we speak. It's due right now. When I get home, I ain't even be there. But I'm praying right now, Lord, that it's there. But if it ain't, Lord, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we gonna use the money we win and invest in a bike. I gotta lose the weight anyway, they say. It was a doctor told me, so I might as well get a bike.
Take the money he win and invest it in a bike. Doctor told him he need to lose some weight anyway. We talked to 100 women. What's the sexiest thing you've ever sent to a man?
Themselves.
Themselves. One answer left. You can clear the board. Talk to 100 women. What's the sexiest thing you ever sent to a man?
Sex toys.
What you mean by that?
Close your ears, mama.
Close your ears, mama. Oh, that's your mama, too? Okay, close your ears, mama. She the one passing out candy-coated drawers and stuff. So.
Nipple covers.
Nipple covers?
I think that's how
what?
You... you know like the things that go woo?
Them little things you put on go, woo, woo. All right, only one strike. Listen, Nita. Talk to 100 women. What's the sexiest thing you ever sent to a man?
A vibrator.
She your mama. Oh, vibrator, same as a sex toy, so you can't say that.
A sexy recording.
A sexy recording?
Mm-hmm. By phone.
A sexy recording! One answer left, but we got two strikes. Lewis family can steal. We ask 100 women, sexiest thing you ever sent to a man.
You know, we like for the man to get the feather and just rub our bodies with the feather. But Steve, you remember last time you asked, you said, what keeps you young? Uh-huh. We act like little bunny rabbits in the garden.
Oh, y'all act like little bunny rabbits.
That helps you keep your skin stay smooth.
Y'all act so bunny rabbits keep your skin?
But when you act like bunny
when you
rabbits.
Act like bunny rabbits. Oh, so y'all be hopping. Well, I ain't gonna get in your business, but there's a feather.
Feather.
I got to call my wife. We finna put the little bunny rabbit in our bedroom. We ask 100 women what sexy thing you ever sent to a man.
Steve, we're gonna say a strip tease.
Yeah. Strip tease. Number five. Top five answers on the board. Here we go. We ask 100 women, fill in the blank. The rules are simple. If a man cheats on me, I blank him.
Shoot him.
Shoot him. Your husband's here?
He is. He's very faithful.
He's very faithful?
Very.
Well, hell yeah. I guess he is. You know, so that ain't the first time you done made this statement. Shoot him.
I leave him.
Leave. Pass the point. Yeah. Yeah. I love her. So I kill him. Bing. Kill him. Stop all that. Bye. DD, what do you do?
Well, for all of the 70s and into the 80s, I was a secretary at the Whiskey A Go Go nightclub in Hollywood.
Girl, down on Sunset?
Yes. I worked with a lot of really wonderful people like Stevie Wonder and Tom Petty and Blondie, and I had my 21st birthday with Led Zeppelin. Yes.
Man, that's cool.
Well,
man.
It does kind of run in with what I do now.
Okay, what is that?
For the last 10 years, I have been the detention supervisor at a middle school for the public school system. So you see, I know how to handle naughty boys.
That's pretty good, man. That's an interesting story.
Thank you.
All right, Chuck. Talk to 100 women. Fill in the blank. Rules are simple. If a man cheats on me, I blank him.
Beat him.
Beat him. Hello, Cassie. Fill in the blank. The rules are simple. If a man cheats on me, I blank him.
Cheat on him.
I cheat on him. Yeah. Yeah. I cheat on him. All right, Cindy. Fill in the blank. The rules are simple. If a man cheats on me, I blank him.
I'm gonna burn all his stuff.
And based on all the women in here, that's a good answer. Burn all his stuff. Oh. We got one answer left. You clear the board, talk to 100 women, fill in the blank. Rules are simple. If a man cheats on me, I blank him.
I sabotage him.
I sabotage him. All right, DD, one answer left. Clear the board, but we got two strikes that Noah family can steal. The rules are simple. If a man cheats on me, I blank him.
I forgive him.
All the women in the room went. I forgive him. Talk to 100 women, fill in the blank. The rules are simple. If a man cheats on me, I blank him.
Beat up the mistress.
Thing I like about Mama Tarina is she didn't go to the kids for that answer at all. Now, she done already killed him. That was her first answer. Now, she whooping somebody's ass now. Beat up the mistress. Point values are double. We got the top 8 answers on the board. Here we go. We asked 100 married women, name something you've had to teach your husband to do.
Cook.
Cook.
Clean.
Clean. Rock, let's go. All right, we talked to 100 married women. Name something you've had to teach your husband to do.
I'll take it from my personal experience. Put the toilet seat down.
Ooh.
Woo!
I don't think there's a married man in this room that ain't had to endure that pain. I never understood that. I don't see what the damn problem is. Toilet seat! Yeah! Jeffrey, name something you've had to teach your husband to do.
Budget.
Budget! Taryn, name something you've had to teach your husband to do. That's him right there. So you can stop all this, not mine. Because we got to draw from experience. What have you had to teach Rock to do?
Take care of the kids, change diapers.
Take care of the kids, change diapers. Miss Denise, no strikes. Name something you've had to teach Mr. Jeffrey.
How to love me.
How to love me. Yeah. All right, man, we got no strikes. We ask 100 women, name something you've had to teach your husband to do.
Uncle Steve, I'm gonna say, make a bed.
Make a bed! That was a good answer. Rock, name something you've had to teach your husband to do.
Make love. Okay.
Make love. All right, Jeffrey, 2 strikes, gotta be careful. Demarest family can steal.
Dress.
Dress. All right, ladies, here we go. We asked 100 married women, name something you've had to teach your husband to do.
How to...
Let's go. Y'all can talk it over.
You got it. You got it. Yeah. How to deal with the in-laws.
How to deal with the in-laws. Number 8.
So.
Number 7. Oh, this is a good one here. Top 7 answers on the board. We asked 100 married women, what would you do if someone thought your husband was your son?
Smile.
Really?
Smile. He looked young. Yeah, he looked young.
Look at your husband.
Look at your husband.
Well played, Steve.
All right, ladies, 100 married women. What would you do if somebody thought your husband was your son?
I would cry.
Cry.
That's
Noel, 100 women, what would you do if somebody thought your husband was your son?
I'd be mortified.
She would be mortified. Mortified. Esther, what would you do if someone thought your husband was your son?
I would tell them off, see? Ooh.
You tell them off?
Yes. I put them straight. Yeah. I'll correct them. You need to correct them.
Yes.
She correct them.
Yeah.
Bethany, 100 married women, what would you do if somebody thought your husband was your son?
I would be flattered because it would say that I was looking young.
No, that ain't what it's gonna say, but okay, though.
Bethany!
Yeah, you see, be flattered. Flattered. Leo.
Yeah.
No strikes. 100 married women. What would you do if someone thought your husband was your son?
I would get a facelift or some work done.
That's yeah, go get some work
That's
done. That's what you need to do. You need to get some surgery. Some work done. All right, ladies, we're rolling. We got no strikes. April, 100 married women. What would you do if somebody thought your husband was your son?
Well, if I was... like a little bit cray cray. I'm gonna slap him.
You something. Slap him.
I wouldn't do it, but someone might. He must be crazy. Slap him.
Slap him.
Punch him. I knew it wasn't there.
Noel, one answer left, only one strike. Talk to 100 married women. What would you do if someone thought your husband was your son?
I tell my husband, dress like a damn man and not a kid.
Whoa! Start dressing like a damn man. Esther, one answer left. You can clear the board, but this time you have two strikes. Gotta be careful. Wade family can steal. 100 married women, what would you do if somebody thought your husband was your son?
I would just ignore them, honestly.
Ignore them!
Yeah.
We asked 100 married women, what would you do if someone thought your husband was your son?
Show them.
Give him a dirty look.
Okay,
what we're going to do? Mm-hmm. We're going to give them a dirty look. Great answer. Come on, now. Great answer.
Give them a dirty look. Top six answers on the board, guys, and try to get the most popular answer, okay? We asked 100 women, name something James Bond does in a sexy way. Steve?
Shoots his gun.
Shoots his gun. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah, shoots his gun. Chris, what do you think it is?
Drink his drinks.
Drink his drinks.
Yeah, the way he sits at a bar, it takes him down.
Okay, yeah. Drink his drink. Go get your ass over there, and you go get your ass over there. I'm getting sick of this now, damn it, hell. Yeah, okay, what was that answer about? Okay, what'd your wife have to do with that, Chris? Sitting in damn James Bond question, the way he shoots his gun. This is a family show. What are you, nuts? You know. Why don't you just stand up there and go, yeah! Why don't you? The hell kind of nasty little answer was that? We're on the Family Feud show. He up there the way he shoots his gun. Can't say that. Family Feud, the way he shoots his gun. You got that from being, and your dad didn't even know what you were talking about. And your mother was over there going, that's my son, that's my son. The way he drinks his drinks, Chris, shut up. sitting up here. All right. Tell you what, man. That's just... Let's play Feud. Give me Steve, give me Chris. Okay. The wrong one is here. Well, I mean, it's not time to double the points yet, is it? No, we just start. Well, nobody. Yeah, that's the wrong one.
They normally don't miss two questions.
Well, you know, normally they don't have people up here just. Yeah, doing nasty answers. Okay, we fixed it. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry.
Let's call him up one more time.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. And give me Chris, let's go. I'm so sick of you two. We ask 100 women, name a command you give a dog that you might give your lover in bed.
Aaron.
Sit.
Sit.
Roll over.
Yeah. Roll over. Pass the play.
We're playing.
They're gonna play. Lexus, how you doing?
I'm great, see.
I know. It's the best job I've ever had. Lexus? You talk to 100 women, name a command you give a dog that you might give your lover in bed.
I'm gonna say bed.
Oh, good answer.
As hard as I could, too. Bed. Siobhan?
Yes.
Is that it? Hey, darling,
that
how
is
you
me.
Doing?
How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, Siobhan, we talked to 100 women. Name a command you give a dog that you might give your lover in bed.
I would say, lay down.
Oh, lay down. Ashley, we talked to 100 women. Name a command you give a dog that you might give your lover in bed.
Okay, my church is gonna hate me for this, but eat.
You talking about the dog? I can tell you right now, that ain't your church no more. Eat.
Here comes mom.
Hail to the queen.
You're right. You got
hey,
it.
Hey, Miss Madeline, how you doing?
Baby, I am so fine.
I see. I'm off the market now, but if I was, I'd be at your house Sunday. Eating. No, I meant. I was talking about for Sunday dinner. I promise you I was not thinking. I was thinking of Sunday dinner. That's
I'm
what
the last
mama.
Of the Creole
no, mama, I was right. talking about eating dinner. You know, Sunday you go over to country people's house Sunday for dinner. When I said that then, y'all a nasty audience up in here. Y'all trifling, man.
Don't do it.
Queen, we asked 100 women. Name a command you give a dog that you might give your lover in bed.
Fetch.
All right, Mama.
See, Mama. All right, Mama.
Good job.
Fetch. We got two strikes.
Aaron.
Aaron, you got to be careful. Amen, family can steal.
I'm gonna go with steak.
Steak. Steak. Lexus, talk to 100 women. Name a command you give a dog that you might give your lover in bed.
I would say, be quiet. Zip it.
Good answer, good answer.
Good answer, good answer.
Just showing you, I listen real well. Be quiet, zip it. The original Aaron, here's your chance. We talked to 100 women. Name a command you give a dog that you might give your lover in bed.
Shake.
Yes!
Shake.
Yes, sir.
Shake.
Oh, like shake, like the paw.
The paw.
Oh, I'm never giving my... Let's see. Shake!
Kiss me.
Yo, dog. Six.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. Give me Heather. Give me RJ. All right, guys, here we go. Point values are double. We got top five answers on the board. We asked 100 women, some nights, what would you rather take to bed with you than a man?
A book.
A book.
I'm gonna go with TV.
TV. Let's go. Nami. Okay, I'm gonna say this one time. We talked to 100 women, okay? We got that. Here we go. Some nights, what would you rather take to bed with you than a man?
A teddy bear.
A teddy bear. Archie, what's up? What's up, Archie girl?
Yeah.
This is gonna be good right here. Some nights, what would you rather take to bed with you than a man?
My smartphone.
The smartphone!
That's what I want to be.
Some nights, what would you rather take to bed with you than a man?
How about your pet?
Your pet! Bhavana.
You got it, Steve.
Got it. Some nights, what would you rather take to bed with you than a man?
A box of chocolates.
A box of chocolates. RJ, one answer left. You can clear the board, man. We talked to 100 women. Name some nights, what would you rather take to bed with you than a man?
A sex toy.
We all heard that. A sex toy. All right, one answer left. You can clear the board, Nami, but you got two strikes. Stewart family can steal.
Relaxing music.
Yeah!
Relaxing music! Ladies, we talked to 100 women. Some nights, what would you rather take to bed with you than a man? Now, I know you have the answer, but somehow, this gonna sound way better coming from her. Some nights, what would you rather take to bed with you than a man?
My kids.
How the hell do you make my kids sound sexy? My kids! All right, ladies, top five answers on the board. Here we go. We asked 100 women. You love your fiancé, but hate the ring. What do you do?
Give it back.
Give it back.
Hey.
Have them fix it. Have them change it.
Have them fix it. Pass the play.
We're gonna play. Okay.
Brian, we talked to 100 women, buddy. You love your fiance, but hate the ring. What you do?
Steve, I'm gonna say that you tell him no.
Good answer. Good answer.
You tell him no. I don't like this question, man. Are you serious? A guy, you love him, but you hate the ring. You dump him. Karen, talk to 100 women. You love your fiance, but you hate the ring. What do you do?
Tell him you hate it.
Tell him you hate it. Hey, Erica, we asked 100 women, you love your fiance, but you hate the ring. What do?
You keep it because you love him.
You keep it because you love him. Thank you to the 40 decent women out there. You hang in there, fellas. All right, here we go. Talk to 100 women. You love your fiance. Are you married?
I'm not.
Oh, this is gonna be perfect. You've met this man. He's your fiance. You absolutely adore him. He's a wonderful man. He gives you a ring. You hate the ring. Jenna, what do you do?
Well, Steve, I think I would just tell my friend and not say anything to him.
Tell your friends and not say anything to him. Tell your friends and don't say nothing to him. Only one strike, Savannah. You love your fiance, but you hate the ring. What do?
I just don't wear it. I don't wear the ring. Yeah.
Don't wear it. That's crazy. One answer left, two strikes, or family can steal. 100 women, you love your fiance, but you hate the ring. What do?
You pretend that you lost it.
You pretend that you lost it. Top six answers on the board. Here we go. We asked 100 women. If it were up to your man, and it isn't, what would you wear every day?
Nothing.
Nothing.
A bikini.
A bikini. Don't worry about that. Listen to me. Don't worry about that. Uh-huh. Sometimes a good answer just ain't up yet. Yeah. Should be number one.
We're gonna play.
Yes, ma'am. All right. We asked 100 women, if up to your man and it isn't, what would you wear every day?
Sexy high heels.
Yes. High heels. We talked to 100 women. If it were up to your man and it isn't, what would you wear every day?
Sexy lingerie.
Sexy lingerie. All right now, Miss Margarita.
Yeah, Steve.
Well, come on, Ivana.
Yep.
All right, we asked 100 women, if it were up to your man and it isn't, what would you wear every day?
Short shorts.
Short shorts. Julie, talk to 100 women. If it were up to your man and it isn't, what would you wear every day?
Well, it won't be up to my husband, but because I wouldn't do it, but a sexy little dress.
Sexy little dress. Yeah. Julie, you wouldn't do that for your man?
So he gets to see the high heels on TV today. That's about all he's gonna get. Sorry, honey. I'll wear them home for him.
Wow.
But he's happily married, Steve, so that's what's important.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
We ask 100 women if it were up to your man, and it isn't, what would you wear every day?
I'm gonna say a cat suit.
Woo. Last time you heard somebody say you got a cat suit on. You got a cat suit on. All right, we got two strikes. Gotta be careful. If it were up to your man and it isn't, what would you wear every day?
I think I would wear fishnet stockings.
Fishnet. Fishnet stockings. Oh. 100 women, if it were up to your man and it isn't, what would you wear every day?
Steve, we're gonna say perfume.
Perfume. Number six. Five. Give me Jericho. Give me Carol.
Okay. Hereby, I barred my soul to you and didn't win.
Did y'all hear what she said? Here I went and barred my soul to you and didn't win. Told you all about my new bra and we still ain't winning. All right, let's go. Okay. We got the top five answers on the board. We asked 100 married women, name something you'd do if your husband made reservations for the two of you on a swingers cruise.
Invite my best friend.
Oh, wow.
Said, I'm sorry, but I told you I couldn't go. Invite my best friend. Miss Carol?
I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go.
We're gonna play.
Okay, good. Okay, top seven answers are on the board. We asked 100 women, name something that most men do not do as well as they think they do. Tiffany.
Wipe theirself when they use the restroom.
Themselves. Oh, thank you, God. Gigi?
Yes. Can you repeat the question?
No. Nah, I can't repeat it.
Okay. I would say have a baby. Man can't do that.
You want me to turn it over? You want me to go ahead? Okay. Have a baby! Well, we talked to 100 married women. We asked them, what would you do if your husband wanted you to get a boob job? What do you think they said, Willie?
How large?
How large? How big do you want these puppies to be? All right, ladies, top seven answers on the board. We asked 100 women, tell me something that makes a bubble bath even more enjoyable.
A glass of wine.
A glass of wine. Pass the point. We're gonna play. Victoria, 100 women, tell me something that makes a bubble bath even more enjoyable.
Candles.
Candles, wow. Megan, 100 women, tell me something that makes a bubble bath even more enjoyable.
Music.
Music. Woo, we sure needed that. You redeemed yourself quickly. Yeah. Okay, Sydney. Talk to 100 women. Tell me something that makes a bubble bath even more enjoyable.
Another person?
You better, girl. You. Me and you. Another person. Hey, Charlie, if you talk to 100 women, tell me something that makes a bubble bath even more enjoyable.
The scent, lavender.
The scent. Miss Renee, tell me something that makes a bubble bath even more enjoyable.
Oh, Steve, how about some toys? You gotta do something, you know? No.
Your daughters are so embarrassed. They just went, oh, my God, Mom. Well.
Good answer.
I mean, we talking like a duck. We talking about some fins or scuba mask, or are we talking about something with some batteries in it?
I'll stick with the rubber one. I mean, duckies! Duckies! What? Rubber duckies!
Well, young ladies. Your mama said I'll just stick with the rubber one. Fine with me. I ain't in your business. Let's go with toys.
Oh! Works for me.
Victoria, talk to 100 women. Tell me something that makes a bubble bath even more enjoyable.
A book. Good answer, good answer.
A book. Megan,
yes.
Talk to 100 women. Tell me something that makes a bubble bath even more enjoyable.
Snacks.
Huh? Ooh.
Snacks.
Oh. Snacks. Snacks. Only two strikes. Laura family can still be careful.
Flower petals.
Flower petals. Talk to 100 women. Tell me something that makes a bubble bath even more enjoyable.
Steve, we're gonna say Jets.
The Jets, yeah. Number seven. Top eight answers on the board. Here we go. We asked 100 women, name something you like to imagine Steve Harvey wearing when he's relaxing at home.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Boxers.
Boxers. Pass the play.
We're gonna play, Steve.
A leather thong. They ain't got nothing to fit. What you
gonna play?
We gonna play,
Steve.
We gonna play.
Yeah.
Dwayne, this we asked 100 women. This is for women, so don't worry about it. Name something you like to imagine Steve Harvey wearing when he's relaxing at home.
Steve, I think they would still want to see you in one of your fly suits relaxing.
Well, suit. All right, Deanna. We asked 100 women. Name something you like to imagine Steve Harvey wearing when he's relaxing at home.
What about pajamas?
Pajamas. All right, let's go. We asked 100 women, name something you like to imagine Steve Harvey wearing when he's relaxing at home.
His tracksuit.
Yes, good answer. Yes. Good answer.
Yep. My tracksuit. Dominique, talk to 100 women, name something you like to imagine Steve Harvey wearing when he's relaxing at home.
Just his tie.
All right now, Dominique, careful. Yeah. I got a town at the house. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you right now, there ain't nothing but a situation. Just a tie. All right, Trishan, we got 2 strikes. Gotta be careful, Conti family can steal.
All right, I'm gonna go with some jeans, Steve.
Some jeans.
Good answer.
We asked 100 women, name something you like to imagine Steve Harvey wearing when he's relaxing at home.
We're gonna say robe.
Robe. Number 8.
Fuzzy slippers.
What? 7.
Sunglasses.
5.
Just a t-shirt.
Just a t-shirt? No damn drawers on? Number 4. Top 6 answers on the board. We asked 100 women, name something you'd do if you woke up tomorrow as Miss Steve Harvey.
I'd go shopping.
That's messed up. Shopping.
We're gonna play, Steve.
Oh, yeah. And Miss Catfish, we ask 100 women, name something you'd do if you woke up tomorrow as Miss Steve Harvey.
I think that I would go for a spa day.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Go for a spa day. Miss Angela?
Yes.
You got one strike. Talk to 100 women. Name something you'd do if you woke up tomorrow as Miss Steve Harvey.
Well, Steve, I would roll over and give you a big, fat kiss right here on your smile. Juicy? Sweet?
I'm stuck on the big fat. You know, you didn't have to say all that. Miss Angela gonna roll over and come on, get this here.
Oh,
no,
you kidding me?
Good answer, Bob. Good answer.
Miss Abby, well, yes, we know what you've been thinking, Miss Angela. We got two strikes. We gotta be careful. The other family can steal. Name something you'd do if you woke up tomorrow as Miss Steve Harvey.
No offense, I fancy you, but you might not be everybody's cup of tea, so I might cry.
Roll over and cry. Hell, we both be crying, Miss. You crying, I'm crying. Hell, I don't know what you're crying for. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be with you either. We gonna wake up and look at each other and start crying. To the 10 people that said it, you don't know what you're missing. Come on, beautiful. We talked to 100 women. Name something you'd do if you woke up tomorrow, Miss Steve Harvey. You got two strikes, gotta be careful.
Okay, I might would maybe take a trip.
Take a trip?
Yeah. A nice trip. Good
answer. Talk to 100 women. Name something you'd do if you woke up tomorrow, Miss Steve Harvey.
Quit your job.
Quit my job. Number six.
Sweet
and clean. Yeah, whatever. Five.
Host family feud.
Okay. Four.
Divorce weekend.
Number two. it's gonna be a good one, fellas. Top six answers on the board. We asked 100 married women. Your man says his zipper holds back a lion. What animal is he really holding back?
A kitten.
A kitten. Kidding.
We're playing. We're playing.
We're gonna play.
We're playing.
Brittany, talk to 100 married women. Your man says his zipper holds back a lion. What animal is he really holding back?
A mouse.
Damn.
Yes, it is.
Ain't no men clapping in here, men. All the women going, yes! Holding back the big roaring mouse. Nicole, we ask 100 married women, your man says a zipper holds back a lion. What animal is he really holding back?
A turtle.
It's a turtle. Lisa, we ask 100 married women, your man says his zipper holds back a lion. And what animal is it really holding back?
A worm.
Ladies, I want you to look around. There are no men clapping at this. That one really hurt us. A worm. Ashley, talk to 100 married women. Let's get this over with. Your man says a zipper holds back a lion. What animal is he really holding back?
I'm gonna help the fellas out and say an anaconda.
Yeah, it's a little late for that. Anaconda. Preston, talk to 100 married women. Your man says the zipper holding back a lion. What animal is it really holding back?
I'll go with lizard, Steve.
Good answer.
Lizard. All right, we got two strikes. Crusco family can steal.
A cockroach.
Good answer. Good answer.
Cockroach. We asked 100 married women. The man says the zipper holds back a lion. What animal is it really holding back?
A tiger.
Andrew, did you vote for this answer?
I did, Steve.
Yeah, let's see. I know what you're saying is true, but you know, we're trying to win the game right now, Drew.
Of course.
Tiger. Number six.
Horse.
Damn. I'm sorry, Andrew. I thought tiger was a bit much. Five.
Dog.
Top six answers on the board. I want to boycott this question. I just want to say it off the top. Top six answers on the board. We asked 100 women, fill in the blank. All men are dogs that need to be blank.
Spade.
Spade. Wow.
Women.
Really? Spade dog, really? Really? Jesse.
America, not me.
Oh, man. Spade. Shut up clapping. She got her hands up. Yes.
It's leash.
Leash.
We're gonna play.
We're gonna play. Twenty-six women think we ought to be neutered. Wow. All men are dogs. That's not true. It's not. Jesse's a good man. Jesse's a great guy. Brian's a great guy. Anthony's a great guy. Steve Harvey's a great guy. Brian? 100 women, fill in the blank. All men are dogs that need to be what?
Groomed.
Good answer.
Groomed. Cat, fill in the blank. All men are dogs that need to be blanked.
I'm gonna say trained.
Trained. Anthony, fill in the blank. All men are dogs that need to be blanked.
Bred.
Two strikes, you gotta be careful, Karina. Ward family can steal.
Caressed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Caressed. Yeah. We asked 100 women fill in the blank. All men are dogs that need to be blanked.
Spanked.
Spanked. Spanked. Number six. All right, ladies, top five answers on the board. We asked 100 women, you dump your man in a minute if he asks you to do what to him like a baby?
Change his diaper.
Change his diaper. You gonna play. All right, Vanessa, we talked to 100 women. You dump your man in a minute if he asks you to do what to him like a baby?
Feed him.
Feed him. All right, Ashley, we ask 100 women, you dump your man in a minute if he asks you to do what to him like a baby?
Rock him like a baby.
Rock me like a baby. Rock me. Whoa. Harry. Rock me. Jonathan, we ask 100 women, you dump your man in a minute if he asks you to do what to him like a baby?
I would say burp him.
Burp him. James, one answer left. Clear the board. Talk to 100 women. You dump your man in a minute if he asks you to do what to him like a baby?
Wipe him.
Wipe him. Elise, one answer left. You can clear the board. Talk to 100 women. You dump your man in a minute if he asks you to do what to him like a baby?
Bathe him.
Good answer, Elise. Bathe me. All right, we got one answer left. We clear the board, but we got two strikes. You got to be careful. If it's not there, the Lord family can steal. Talk to 100 women. You dump your man in a minute if he asks you to do what to him like a baby?
I would say stroll him around in a stroller.
Yeah. Stroll him around in a stroller. We ask 100 women, you dump your man in a minute if he asks you to do what to him like a baby?
Sing a lullaby, Steve.
Sing a lullaby. Number four,